Blog Talk Radio.
Have I got a lineup of guests for you today? I have two phenomenal guests for you who are just walking into their true calling and purpose. Of course, they are both new to my life, but as always, God is doing some amazing things and bringing the right people in my life. My second guest is already in the chat room. And my first guest is in the virtual green room, and I will bring him on in a moment. So again, I'm excited about today's segment. It is a gorgeous summer day here in Connecticut. The sun is shining, the trees are lusciously green, and everything is just so beautiful. I want to welcome guests 1997, 1981, 1957, and Mrs. Donna Tyson to the chat. Again, it is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal show. And I just want to go ahead and say thanks to Donna Tyson for showing me all the love yesterday on her show. I had so much fun. And I tell you, the blessings was just flowing around us, and I am so thankful and appreciates her for that opportunity. I want to remind you that you can always call in with your question, remarks, or comments, and the number to do that is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166, and I encourage you to be part of today's dialogue and conversation. I want to just welcome guest 2017 to the chat. And before any other delay, I just want to go ahead and welcome my first guest, who has joined us from New York City. And my first guest is the talented Mr. Alex Ogodorum. Alex, good morning and welcome to the A New Day Show.
Yeah, good morning, Daphne. I'm excited to be on your show this morning. It's a privilege.
Thank you so much. You are such a talented young man, and you and I, we just met about 2 months ago, and I was sweep off my feet with the talent that you have, and I'm so honored that you decide to come on the show this morning and to invest not only in what I do, but also in the lives of my listeners, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Would you please take the first couple of minutes to introduce yourself to the listeners? Tell them who you are, and please tell them about your humble beginnings.
Okay, welcome everybody. I could see a few guests online, just as Daphne had mentioned. It's an opportunity for me to be on the show this morning, and I just want to thank Daphne so much for making me a guest on the show. I started, in my humble beginning, I started as a model, doing little commercial work, runway, little gigs here and there. Even though my background is in electrical engineering, I went to Howard University to study electrical engineering. So, you know, that took me to the corporate world, even though I know eventually what I want to do with my life, being a photographer, because I'm very good in hands-on stuff like photography, videography, web design. Those are my specialty. But because, you know, you want to please your parents and they want you to be this engineer, and, you know, I was forced to do that. But afterwards, I started, like, moving closer to what I really want to do by coming to New York frequently while living in Texas. And I did that for a couple of years before I finally decided that, you know, this is the right time for me to move down to New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, ever since then, I've been doing my photography stuff. I've, you know, improved a lot. I've met a lot of great people that, you know, kind of showed me the way. And, you know, I keep, you know, just doing better every day, pushing forward, putting in the effort, and being the better artist, you know, I can become.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been doing so far.
And you were born and raised where? Where were you born?
I was originally from South Africa, by the way, of Nigeria. Both parents are from South Africa and from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I migrated here for college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from there. And after school, I decided to stay for work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it has just been a story since then.
I was a bit tickled when you mentioned about studying electrical engineering to please your parents, because a lot of us from third world countries, we understand that very well, because you must get a profession. And when you come here, and nobody wants to talk about becoming an entrepreneur, and no one wants to talk about following your heart and just doing what you were created for. So I had a big smile on my face when you mentioned that you did what was expected of you. I got the diploma. So now I'm following my heart. And one of my my most powerful books in my library, which is a book that turned my life around in pursuit of purpose. In there is a story about a gentleman who his father wanted to become a surgeon, and his father did not have the education. And the father and his mother were so set on him becoming a surgeon. And he was good at that. He went to become a surgeon. He was really excelling. And one year, he was getting one of the biggest honors in his city. And at that award ceremony, he just lost it. He just began crying and telling everybody that this award was not for him. It was for his father. And he was tired of pretending, and he was no longer going to pretend anymore, because a surgeon is not who he was. He was born and created to be a musician. So I mean, people can get the book and read that story about it. And so I can so relate, Alex, to what you said. And I'm sure lots of people out there can relate to what you just mentioned as well, because they have been there, they have done that. Some of them are retired in the position that they were forced into. And this is why in a lot of times in my work with parents, I say, have dialogue with your children. Find out what's in their heart and don't have them to live your unfulfilled dreams and desires, because it's suffocating to them. So thank you so much, Alex, for sharing that. Now, when you decided you were going to follow your calling and purpose on the creativity that God had you on, what were some of the feedbacks you were getting from relatives and friends and people who know you?
People who knew me, they weren't aware that I could do some of those things they see. Mm-hmm. I've been playing with photography on the side, but also afraid of what the reaction of people would be, that, oh, you have your bachelor's and master's degrees and you want to be a photographer. I was just like shying away from that until I had to like make up my mind that this is what I just want to do, and this is what will please me, this is what wants to make me to be happy every day. And, you know, when I started it, just to my surprise, everybody started seeing the work and mm-hmm. the response and the feedback I was getting, that this is really good, this is an amazing thing you're doing, you're really talented. And, you know, I hear it over and over, and it kind of pushed me to push forward, that, you know, I'm on the right track, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
And if I have to do something that I can make my, you know, living out of and still be happy every day of my life, I think, you know, it's a good decision I made.
Yes, and you know, our relatives and the people who love us dearly, they really don't mean any harm, but they don't want to see us hurt. And it never ceases to amaze me, Alex, when they realize that you're really doing what you're called to do. And they look at you and say, I always know you would be good at that, you know?
Right.
And you look around and say, am I hearing right? Oh, no, I can't believe they just said that. But it's so important to follow our heart, because that's where our authentic purpose is. A lot of times our heads will play tricks with our hearts, because a lot of the naysaying is programmed up there in our heads and our minds, and it plays a trick with us, and we just have to know to press in and follow our heart, because that's where God speaks to us and say, hey, I created you to be this, and you got to go out there and follow that.
You're correct. You're very correct.
I tell you, Alex, when I look at your work, I look at what you have done for my stylist, because this was my first exposure to your work. Let me tell you, man, that is exquisite.
Thank you so much.
I tell you, Alex, I look at it and it's like everything I look at, it's like a spiritual revelation that is coming to me. And I tell you, when you get behind that camera, what's going on inside you?
I try to have a lot of fun, I think, do what I do, and also relate to the client. You know, the most important thing is for my client to be pleased with whatever image they get from me. And, you know, because it comes to me natural to pay attention to what they need, it becomes easy to just do my own craft and make sure they get what they want. And at the end of the day, I'm pleased with the product I'm giving back to them. Mm. And, you know, if there's any problem, you know, I will know and I'll fix it right away before even the client, you know, get notice of that. So it's just, and also God, you know, on my side all the time, because, you know, left to me, myself, I don't know anything, but with God,
right.
You know, all is behind me, leading me right.
That's right. That's right.
Things becomes much more easier for me.
Yeah, because you are a vessel. And so long as we wake up every day and we empty self and we just say, here I am, fill me up and use me. When we approach life that way, then we don't have to worry because, you know, you're just turning up, pick up the camera, turn it on, and you allow God to use it. And what a testimony. What a story. What a testimony and an encouragement for others to know. It is okay to follow your heart. You just have to remove self out of it. And, you know, you got to be sold out. And believe when nobody else believes in what you are seeing, hearing, and feeling in your heart. You got to believe it and take a stand for that.
That's true.
What are, who are some of the clients that you have worked with, if you are allowed to say so? If you're not allowed for confidential reasons, you can just like describe their career or something?
I've worked with several clients ranging from TV stations, MTV. I work with singer like Neo. I work with some cosmetic companies, Porcelain. I own a magazine that is currently distributed within U.S. and Canada, Talent Director Magazine. And I've shot a lot of advertising work for, you know, Italian designers. Some of my work has been featured on America's Next Top Model, and I do a lot of work for E! News. Some of the hosts over there in LA, and some VH1 clients, and you know, and I do a lot of freelance work for up and coming businesses that need photo, website, branding of their, you know, products. And to launch it in the right way to make sure they have the right impression to their target audience. So.
Well, I'm so glad that I meet you at the right time. I can't wait to see what you're going to do with me.
Definitely.
I want to go ahead and just make a plug. We are having an entrepreneurial conference in New York City next March. So I want you to save the date. It's going to be March 22nd through the 25th. And I just hope that you will be there so that a lot of the entrepreneur will experience your work. And I will be right back to you. I need to just take a little break here. All right.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Okay, so check me out over there. It's drdaphne.in. And I also want to put a request out for those of you who are in New York, close to Connecticut, or in Connecticut. We are still in need of host families for the French students that are visiting our states in July and August. Please open your hearts and homes to these young people. You will be happy you did, because you will be helping to mold future adults of the world. So give me a call, 860-355-9838, if you want to get more information about that. And again, thank the people who are in the chat room. And if you have a question for Alex, please call. The number is 646-915-8166. And now back to Mr. Alex. So you are all over the place making everybody look good.
That's right. That's my job.
Hey, Alex, it's more than your job. Man, this is your calling. I tell you something. I am becoming a part of a team, and we're supposed to have pictures sent in to be part of that team. And when I look at my picture that I have now, I said, man, I cannot send that in. I have to talk to Alex so I can get me something looking good. I got to look like a million plus bucks, but I tell you, you know, I'm saying that jokingly, but I tell you, Alex, I can see it's more than a job to you. You're in it.
Definitely. I'll talk with you offline, and I'll make that happen. We'll give you.
But what would you like to tell the young people, and as a matter of fact, some adults as well, who is sitting out there and they're waiting? There's this burning desire that has been in their hearts for years, and they are just sitting and waiting. What would you like to tell them? Oh, welcome Michael Kay to the show, one of my favorite men, Alex. He's just tuning. What would you like to tell?
Hello, Michael.
Yeah. What would you like to tell the people who are just sitting waiting?
I think whoever has a passion and a drive to get into the world of entrepreneurship, I mean, to be an entrepreneur, should go ahead and, you know, jump into it right away, because staying behind is never an option. Everything is worth trying. And if you have to think on how you're going to make your living, how you're going to eat, how you're going to pay your bills, once it is God's given time, you know, there will always be a way.
Amen.
There will always be provision, and you always, you know, get, you know, at the beginning it may not be so much work, but the longer you stay, you stick, you know, onto what you want to do, doors will open, and you'll be happy at the end of the day. Because
right.
you want to do something you're happy with, you know, you wake up in the morning, is this something that makes you to feel whole and complete?
That's
so,
right.
So I think the earlier you can get out there to start making things happen, the better it is for you, rather than sitting behind and thinking, should I do it, should I not do it? So my encouragement is that, you know, you're able, you can do it, you have the talent, people can see it in you, get up, and get started. And, you know, be blessing the world with your talent.
Yeah, we have a call, and I'm going to go to the caller. So would you please hold, Alex?
Okay.
Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 3621. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Andrea Archer, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Andrea. Well, thank you for joining us. Do you have a question for Alex?
You know, I didn't have a question, but I just wanted to make a statement because I actually work very closely with Alex as a makeup artist.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I was listening, and I just wanted to say Alex is being extremely humble because he's phenomenal, and I just wanted to give my little two cents and say that.
Oh, yes, you are right, but you know something, Andrea?
Yes.
When we know to whom we belong, we can remain humble.
Yes.
Because we know that Daddy is always going to exhort us. So
right.
you are right. His work speaks for him, but he is not untouchable.
Right,
He is reachable, and because of him being so humble, he can always attract others to follow suit. So I want to just thank you, Andrea, for calling in and for affirming that.
Sure thing.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Thank you so much. Andrea
hi,
and I
Alex.
Work closely
yes.
together. So.
And Andrea, please sign up to follow me on the show, and I hope this will not be your first time. I hope
you will definitely. Yes, I see it on Facebook, and I will go ahead and follow you on Facebook as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
And you keep doing God's work, and who knows? You will probably be here sharing your story one of these days. Let's stay connected.
There you go.
Andrea's
okay.
Amazing makeup artist also. Yeah.
All right. All right. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're
bye-bye.
Very welcome. Welcome. Isn't this amazing? The good that we do will speak for itself. You don't have to boast. You don't have to brag. But, you know, your work will speak for you. Oh, thank you, Mr. Michael K. All right. He's just keeping my chat room happy for me. And I mean, happy and excited. And I'm still looking for someone who will volunteer with me in the chat room to keep entertaining the people there, because I just do not multitask well. And I want to give justice to the chat room when it's up. So anybody who believes in what I am doing and want to support me, I would like to have you. So help me out, please, if you can. So back to you, Alex. And I in the respect of time, I know you only wanted to spend 30 minutes. And I know this is not going to be your only time. I know that you will be back on the show. So in winding up, what would you like to leave my listeners with? If you would give them a checklist that you want them to follow suit of to do what they were called to do, what would that list look like?
Also, first and foremost, you have to be on top of your game. If you know you're called to be a singer, you have to, like, do your voice training, you know, and do all the little things you need to do as a person before jumping out there to, you know, to compete with the world. You have a talent and you're a product, and people come for your service. You should be able to, like, tidy everything up, be professional, return phone calls, follow up with your clients, and, you know, handle it as this is your 9-to-5 job. And mm-hmm. You just see, you know, it's going to happen. You'll be successful because you have the talent already. That's not the problem. It's just the other things that makes, you know, us to lag behind sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you have to put in the effort to make everything work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything will happen 1, 2, 3. I mean, like, you follow those steps. And also be nice to people, be humble, because you don't know who you can run into.
That's right.
Some people, they don't talk much, but they may be the one that will give you the ticket to your next big break.
That's
so be
right.
Nice to people and
respect.
Greet people. Always have your business card to give out to people when you're out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just share the love, share the joy of what you do. Mm-hmm. And in recompense, blessings come.
You know, Alex, you said something powerful. I don't know if you saw a video on my Facebook page where it's an Asian young man who has been an orphan for all his life. And he used to sell energy juice on the street with chewing gums. And he entered that, I forget which, it's not Japanese, it's something has talent.
Right.
And he blew the lid off that thing when he began singing. One of the judges offered to get him voice training. He has never had voice training. He was practicing all his life because he knew it was in him to become more. And he proved it that night. I tell you, every time I watch it, tears come to my eyes. So I just thank you for that statement, Alex. And I really look forward to having you back on the show again. But before you go, I would like for you to just give us your closing thoughts. And I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you, please.
Okay, my closing thought is I'm very available. I'm based out of Brooklyn here in New York City. And my website for my photography work is alexogundiharan.com. alexogundiharan.com. And I have several other things I do besides photography, like web design. And I also manage Talent Directory magazine for entrepreneurs, talents, who want to get exposure in the industry. They want to launch their product on a large scale within the U.S. and Canada. If you want to be in a printed publication, Talent Directory gives you the opportunity to do that. And, you know, you can email me also at alex@alexogundiharan.com.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Alex. I look forward to having you back on the show. And I'll be bold enough and just go ahead and say, keep doing God's work, my brother, because you're a role model for many, not only young people, but a lot of grown people as well. So I want to commend you and congratulate you on the journey that you're on.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
All right. So we'll be talking soon, Alex.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
That was Mr. Alex Ogodaram, and what an amazing story and a testimony of someone who called in to just speak about what she knows about Alex. And, you know, I used to do Mary Kay Cosmetics, and Mary Kay always say, if you want the news to go around, just tell a woman. And it's amazing. And I think I have my other honored guest on. Guest, your last four digits are 6916. Is this Donna?
Yes, it is.
Well, what an honor it is. 2 days.
It's so good to talk with you.
Oh, my heavens. It doesn't get any better than that. I just want to thank you for all the love yesterday, and I just had a good old time. And
we had fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did. But you know something? You know what touched me more than ever?
What?
Out of our conversation yesterday is the blog that was written from this lady, Earlene, in Trinidad. And I said, you know, when God give you directive to step out and be bold, just do it, because you never know who you will be speaking to and when. Little did we know that we would be touching a woman's life so many thousands of miles away.
Absolutely. It is never an accident when our paths cross with another human being.
Yes, that's so true. Well, without any further ado, we just want to extend the love and the welcome to Mrs. Donna Tyson. And Donna is the host of Rivers of Faith radio show on the Hear Women Talk Network. So, Donna, I just want to thank you for taking time to be here with us this morning and to invest in my journey, my vision, and my mission. And I also want to thank my friend Michael Kay for helping me out. And I want to welcome Regina Bell to the show and guest 2209. I just love you guys very much and appreciate your support. So, Donna, we have so much to talk about. You are on this journey consistently for over 20 years. But before we get into the meat of all of that, I would love for you to please introduce yourself to the rest of my family.
Well, I am a blessed woman. I really am. I just get to do what I love every day of my life. And God has really revealed himself to me and drawn me into a close relationship with him, and I am in his purpose and just feeling very, very blessed every day. I am a motivational speaker by trade. That's what I've been doing for 24 years of my life. I am a professional speaker and travel the country doing that full time. The joy of my life is two young grandchildren right now. I have a 19-month-old and a 5-week-old.
Wow.
And they are just my joy. And so I get to do what I love every day, and I'm surrounded by friends and family and just enjoying the gift of life every single day. And I don't mean to sound Pollyanna, but I just choose to be in a state of gratitude right now.
Exactly, and that's what we need to do each day when we wake up. Because you know something, Donna, when you and I at our ages speak about what God has done in our life, continue to do and everything, people say, oh no, they are holy rollers. But when I listen to Alex, a handsome, talented, gorgeous young man who says, without God, I'm nothing. Hey, come on now. That's what we need to hear our young people say instead of falling. Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I just was going to tell you, I have spent the majority of my life chasing secular success, and I have been conveniently Christian a large part of my life. But I am in conviction that I can't be lukewarm anymore, that I don't need to tell you what I believe. If I'm living my life on the purpose, you will see it in everything I do. You will see God's love. One of my favorite quotes is, the quote that says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and only if necessary, use words. St. Francis of Assisi said that, and I believe in that so much.
That is so powerful, Donna, because, you know, a lot of people, are, as you say, they chase secular success, and they kind of sugarcoat who they are on the particular day that they worship. And then come Monday morning when they need to go out there and serve, they figure that they have to transition into somebody else. And I said, no, you need to be consistent by knowing to whom you belong and why you were called to be. And when
that's when you can find your purpose. I think so many people who feel like they're in limbo and don't have a clue of what they want to do or be in their life, they have to start within and first off realize who you are and that you are uniquely and wonderfully made. You are not an accident. You are a perfect seed of God, and He has already put inside of you everything you need to have joy and purpose and passion in life. But we have to take that seed and grow it.
Exactly. And you know something, I got a revelation, and when I got the revelation that I could be all that God called me to be, I didn't have to be running around and getting people's approval of where I am supposed to be, because I already got the blueprint.
And you stop blaming everybody else for who you are. Looking for a knight in shining armor to come in and change your life. You realize it isn't anybody's role to make you happy in life.
That's right.
That is a divine choice you have been given.
That's right.
It stops the pity party, and you just go, you know what? I'm stepping up. I'm stepping up to the next level above the circumstances. And that doesn't mean it's always going to be roses. It doesn't mean you're never going to have a hard day or cry. It just means you know you're not walking alone.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you get that revelation, it is like you can throw your arms up in the air and say, freedom, freedom, freedom. Because
absolutely.
There are too many finger pointing.
And you may lose some friends in the process. And you
of
may
course.
Lose some of your, previous desires for the way you live your life. But it isn't about what you're not allowed to do or can't do. It's that you choose where you're going to place your energy. And you decide to get rid of the toxic in your life. Because every person, every event in your life is either toxic or nurturing. It either lifts you up and empowers you, or it tears you down. And you have to make the decision of what you allow in.
You got to take the responsibility, because it's, you know, I tell people often, it's not about whose fault it is. It is about whose responsibility it is to take action. And if you're hanging around with some folks that you have no right being around, trust me, you got to get up and cut it loose. You have to make the decision. It's funny. Everybody know I was born and raised in Jamaica. And there are sometimes in Jamaica, the old people, if they have company that was staying too long and they want them to leave, they would get up and they would turn the broom that you use to sweep.
Sweep, I'm gonna get me a broom.
And they would turn it, upside down behind the door. I think that's the only superstition I still hold on to. But it was so funny, Donna, when you see the people do that, and like by the time they would sit back, the person's ready to go. Oh, okay, I got to leave right now.
Well, see, in my family, we just quit serving you food. We just keep bringing out the food and drink and showing you you're a welcome guest as it overflows. And when we get tired, we stop the manna.
That's right. You know it's time to go. And it's so funny that we oftentimes feel compelled that you got to stay around and you got to enable folks. No, you don't.
Yeah.
We got to respect seasons. And
you know, it was interesting. I went to Turkey to speak in Istanbul, and I was there for a week. And the gentleman who had asked me to come was a member of the Society of Human Resource Management there. And he, you know, had coordinated the event and picked me. He had his staff pick me up at the airport. But he spent very little time with me, and I couldn't understand it. And one of his employees said to me, who had been assigned to me and took me throughout Istanbul, he would stay with me for maybe 30 minutes at a time, you know, an hour at the most, I think was the longest period that I ever got with him individually. Mm-hmm. And she said that was very intentional, that that part of his business psychology was that he never wanted to be too accessible to anyone, that
wow.
kept the mystery of who he was there. And
wow.
I'd never met anyone that did that before. But you know, you never got bored with him because you just really never got too much.
Wow. Interesting. And I
it
think
was.
that's a lesson that we all can learn from. Not that we're going to clone what he's doing, but we can use that. We all need a little mystery. And it's funny. I'm sure this is another show for another time, but I look at majority of the young women, how they dress nowadays, and I say, good Lord, ain't no mystery no more. They're showing it all.
I think that is another show, because I'm definitely not doing a show about body.
I'm telling you, you know,
what
is life? We have to just have fun with what we do. But that is so powerful, because some other executive would want to be all over you, pick your brain and strip your brain of everything you come to. But he had certain norms that he adhered to, and he wanted to make sure that was in place.
Well, you know, I think the key to that is balance. I think that many people put up masks because they're afraid you're going to find out who they really are and not like them or approve. But, you know, I think there is a balance there of not just revealing so much and giving so much of your thoughts and energy and, you know, at once that you lose your ability to listen and perceive what other people, you know, really need in that. And so it's in the balance. It's in the balance. I have made a decision in my life not to pretend to have it all together or that I have all the answers. And when I speak, I share from my heart, and there are tears about the Dark Nights of the Soul.
That's right,
and,
that's right.
My mom had a fit when she heard me telling stories of what was going on in our family, and she said, Donna, you just can't tell that personal stuff, you know, about divorces and children that have gone through rehab and, you know, pain in your life. And I said, Mom, everybody goes through it. And if I don't let them know that I understand from the level of having walked it, then they may never open their hearts.
I tell you, Donna, I am going through something similar in my life. And I didn't realize that that was going on in my family, in my mother's side of the family. About 5 years ago, I did a local TV interview, and the gentleman asked me what it was like growing up in Jamaica with your mother dying at age 13. And I explained what happened when I went to live with another aunt and the ill treat and everything that happened there. Well, one of my other aunties, I guess she didn't even hear it. Somebody, I guess, told her about it, and she called everybody else was to tell them about it. So early this year, one of my aunties' husband died, and we had a family meeting in New York City. Well, that was when that topic raised its ugly head, because there was so much tension in the family, and I couldn't figure out why.
Right.
And then, you know, God is so good, because I had my computer there with me. So the clip in question on YouTube, I found it and I invited everybody to go listen. And you think that aunt would go listen so she could hear firsthand for herself what I said on there? And she chose not to. So the other members of the family who listened to it, my aunt, who is now the matriarch of the family, the one that her husband died, she said to them, well, you all heard what Daphne said. If you all have anything to say about it, I want it to be said now. After we get up out this room, I don't want to hear anything else about it, because you all heard what she said. And I look and I pondered, and to be honest, I cry, because I said, if anybody ought to be ashamed about this, it should be me, and I'm not, because this is part of what has molded me into the person that I have become. So we all got stuff happening in our lives. Some is more extensive than others, but if we don't tell other people what happened to us, that's why people go out there and kill themselves, because
Absolutely.
They think they are the only one that something is happening to. So I am.
Absolutely. You know, for me, I think that it is learning how to share your lessons in life so that the test that you've been through becomes a testimony and a stepping stone for the next person. I don't have to tell my story blaming anyone for my divorce or for the pain in my life. But if I tell you that this is my lesson and this is what I have learned from that to help me move to the next level, to turn the page in my life and be able to go into the next chapter of my life stronger and wiser, then that, I make no apologies for that. And I don't have to demonize my ex-husband, which I call a husband, or, you know, anybody in my life, or the past boss. I just have to say, you were part of my lessons in life.
Exactly. That's the same thing with me. I mean, I don't have any ill feeling against my ex-husband. I mean, you know, he's free to go on where he's got to do. I love him, release him, and bless him, and let him go. And that's it. And, you know, when the Lord finds somebody else who is in deserving of this queen, he'll put him in front of me. I ain't going nowhere chasing. I mean, I'm the best thing that could ever happen to a man until they wake up to find me. I'm going to continue living my life and do
but
what
you know,
God wants.
I have
to
a quote that I keep in the front of my Bible, because I'm 56 years old and single, and have been single for 24 years now.
You are still a baby.
But I love the chapter of life I'm in, and I have chosen to stay single. And I have a quote in the front of my Bible that says that I want to be walking so close to God that any man that would want to find me would have to be seeking God first.
That's right.
And I just made up my mind that, you know, I love my freedom. I love being able to make decisions that affect only my life right now, and that unless I feel like I can serve my purpose in life and serve God better walking with someone at this stage of life, I'm not going to join into a marriage situation. Now, if God revealed to me that that was the person that together we would be stronger and better in serving him and his purpose for our life, then
okay.
I would do it. But otherwise, you know, I may be the first Baptist nun. Got a new habit.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, Donna, I want to remind the listeners, I just want to thank the people in the chat room. I want to remind them that we love to hear their voices. So if they
Absolutely.
Can call in 646-915-8166, and let us hear from you. And if for those of you who have worked with Donna or have listened to Donna's show, call in, give her a little encouragement, because we all need to get an extra pat on the back. So let us hear from you. 646-915-8166. And I will be back with you, Donna, in a moment.
Sounds wonderful.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, I am going back to my honored guest, Miss Donna Tyson, and who is the host of Rivers of Faith, and she has been a motivational speaker in excess of 20 years. So 20 years, and the sister has been an entrepreneur. Donna, I tell you something. I looked at your client list last night, and I am floored. And I said to myself, how does a spiritual Christian woman develop this kind of a list? Because you talk about people going after secular success, and you are not sugarcoating who you are. And I look on your list, and there are all these secular companies and so. Let's talk about when you just began and you realized God wanted you to go full time.
Okay.
And before you answer that, I think hold on. We have a call. Let me take the call and then stick a pin. So we're going to go back to you. Caller, good morning, caller. Caller, I'm coming to you. I don't know why.
I think it's Michael Kay. He's got a note on the chat that says he's in the hole.
Yes, I'm trying to get him on. Well, Mr. Michael Kay, is this you, my brother?
Hello, my sister Daphne. Hello, Donna. How are you guys this morning?
We are just basking in all the blessing and love. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I wanted to make mention that Donna was so nice to send me an autographed copy of her book, The Red Bow, and I had been showing clients of mine that have been coming and have orders now for 7 of them. So, Donna, I want to thank you so personally for extending
thank
that.
You.
Oh, my pleasure. The book, honest to God, the page where the grandmother phones and says, hey, you left your bow here kind of a thing. You have no idea how much I cried on that page. That page alone, because it's like, she didn't even need that red bow.
Well, you know, it was a children's book originally, but I sell more copies to adults for just to remind people to hold their head up and greet the world with a smile than I do to children now. It's amazing.
Isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Do you want to hear the story, Daphne?
Not yet, but I know we are going to get to it later on.
Okay.
We're not going to let you go off of that. So, but you know, Michael, I'm going to whine. I don't care what anybody say. You know, you have a book at your house you're supposed to be sending me ever since you was on my show. You took so long to send it, I even forgot the name of it. But that's my whining for today, and I'm not going to whine anymore.
Well, I will certainly send it to you the minute I put that last period in. I'm in first stage edits, Donna, so you know what that's like to go through. And it's never my favorite. I don't like editing, especially my own stuff. I can edit someone else's, but
absolutely.
Yeah.
What's it about, Michael?
Basically, it's called The Cost of Living, and it's about basically my life with my partner Steve, who has secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, and contracted that 7 years ago, and now he's. Now, he's pretty much bedridden in a power chair and everything, but the learning again, I will have to backspin off what you're saying. The learning in sorrow is amazing. It's almost easier to learn when you're really, really down than it is when you're really, really high and not on life and everything. And so the book is basically about how to not, you know, jump off a bridge or hang yourself from an overpass and realize that the learning is in the teaching and the teaching is in the sorrow. And That sort of is what it's all in about in a nutshell. And then, the final chapter, you never have to really write it. It's an ongoing work in progress, but I think
sure.
I have a logical stop end now, but I'm excited. But I just wanted to say, Donna, congratulations on the book. Like I said, I'll get those names to you. But, again, fantastic vision. Both you and Daphne have a wonderful, wonderful vision and outlook on life, and I'm just such a glad, pleasant, honored person to be basking in the light, and I'm very, very thankful to have met both of you. Donna, I've never met you, and Daphne, I've never met you personally either. But,
I feel like we oh my God, I feel like we know each other.
For sure,
we're all old
yeah,
souls.
For sure,
yeah.
That's the beauty of it. When you step up to the higher level, the people who believe in those same principles of joy and peace and a purpose are all there.
Yes,
and you never have to doubt it because you never feel that drain. I've had to release some very close friends because they're emotional emotional parasites. It's like, look, you've got to get off my coattail. I barely know what
that's
I'm
right.
doing here. You know,
exactly.
I call them
way.
Hoover friends, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Hoover
a very good
friends.
Point.
They
yeah.
just sap the life out of you.
Yep, yep. However, Michael.
Yes.
That wasn't the book. There was some book that you said that I had to read. I wasn't talking about your personal book. But we'll get there. We'll get there. But you
we'll
know
get
something?
There, absolutely.
Yeah. I want to go ahead and welcome Erlene from Canada. From Trinidad and Tobago. She's in the chat room. So we are honored that she came. Today, Donna, she was there yesterday with us, and she's here in the chat room today. And we have another call, and I'm going to take the call. So, Michael, is that it for you today, my friend?
Absolutely. You guys have a great show. And, Donna, I love you tons. I look forward to chatting with you.
Love you, Michael. Thank you again so much for sharing. Before
thanks, darling. Have a great day. Bye, Daphne.
Can I say something to Michael, Daphne?
Of course.
Michael, this is just a piece that I hold in my heart whenever my pain becomes really great. And I hope that for some reason this will bring you some peace today. You know, there's an old saying that pain carves a hole in our soul that is where we later hold our joy. And that we can only experience joy in life in direct proportion to the size of the hole that pain has carved. And I know that you're going through pain right now, but I also know that in future chapters, God is going to just fill that void with great joy and knowledge from the lessons that you're learning and obviously sharing in your book, The Cost of Living. And I just wish you the joy soon.
Wow, Donna, thank you so much for that. That makes so much sense. And
good.
My hole has filled a little bit more today. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
I really appreciate it a
lot.
Daphne, have a great night. Donna,
thank you.
Honest
thank
God,
you.
I'll see you on Facebook.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you, Michael.
Take care,
oh, Donna, you the second person, Donna, that comes on my show and let me cry. Girl, don't do that.
Sorry, but you know there's truth in that.
Oh, yes, there is. We have one more call that I'm going to go to, and then we're going to come back to that question I asked you before. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Paula, your first three digits are 615. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Dr. Daphne, I assume that's me, Marilyn Bennett.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. How are you?
We have all the angels on the line.
I'm on you. I'm on the site, but the chat did not load, so I dialed in to be able to listen, and I am loving this. What a treat to hear Michael Kay on the air too. He himself is an inspiration in the things that he's gone through in life, and so I'm just dialed in listening to you ladies for my shot of inspiration today.
Yes. Well,
you know, you are the link of love between us because you are the person who gave me the name of Dr. Daphne and said, you two need to meet. And I have now named you you are the connector of souls.
Okay. Well, Michael Kay knows this. Yes. My passion is connecting. I think it's so beautiful. I have some health issues, and I think it's so beautiful that I can sit here at night and my husband watches sports on TV, and I can sit here at this little keyboard and do absolutely nothing, but it accomplishes great things by connecting these people. And that's my passion, connecting.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to listen to you ladies now. If I get in chat, I'll see you there, but it hasn't, hasn't come up.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes. What an angel. What an angel she is. You know, she's such a blessing.
Give that testimony, and I don't want to pass over that lightly. She does have health issues, and it would be easy for her to go into her own shell and pity party and go, what can I do? But from the keyboard, she constantly, for my show, and I know she does it for yours, she constantly says, you know, words of encouragement to me.
I
know someone who would be a great guest, or you need to meet this person, or have you heard about this? How wonderful to be able to share those resources and make a difference there.
Yes, that's what it is all about. So, yes, again, we like when you call in. So we will go to Donna for the answer on that question. No, and please, you don't need to wait for the end. Call us in. Again, the number 646-915-8166. So, to you, Miss Donna.
I'm trying to remember the question.
Okay. We spoke about the intensity of your client base.
Okay.
And when you started,
how
did you build it? How did you build a career and all of that? What was it like for you when you just began this journey, stepping out full time?
Okay.
Speaker.
Well,
how?
Yes. Did you want me to do it now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, you know, I was born and raised in the hills of Roanoke, Virginia. My dad was a Greyhound bus driver. So I didn't come from a lot of money, but we never realized that we were doing without anything because my home was one that truly was filled with love. For many, many years in my life, I thought every family lived the way that I did, and that was whenever you saw anyone in my home, when you entered our home, everyone stopped anything that they were doing, and they got up and came to you and hugged you and greeted you and told you how excited they were to see you. And when you left, they got up and they hugged you and they told you how good it had been to have time with you and that they loved you. You never left without being told that you were loved. And I thought all the world did that. And when I realized how incredibly blessed I was to have a family that did that, that taught me unconditional love and support, I was overwhelmed when I realized how many people don't have that. And that became my mission, that I wanted other people to feel that encouragement and that sense of love. And at an early age, I fell in love with Jesus, and I went to college at 17 years old to be a missionary. I was going to go into that field, and I couldn't wait to do that, and I wanted to specialize in working with deaf children, and that was my goal. And I went to college, and I fell in love. And at 19, I got married, and I gave up my call to be a missionary, got married, put my husband through college, moved to his hometown here in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and put him through school for his master's degree as well. We had three children, but we had married very, very young. We did not know who we were nor what we were about, and we grew apart, and we were not a couple that had gone to God in the beginning and asked God to bless our union. We did what we wanted. We followed our physical urges and you know, our attraction, and then hoped that God would bless that. And it didn't work. And when my children were 7, 6, and 4, I went through a divorce. And it was a great sense of failing. We just didn't know each other anymore. And I honestly thought I was going to suffocate in that. We had nothing in common. And when I went through my divorce with three children that young, at 7, 6, and 4, I made a vow to them the night that I left that they would never do without, that they would never suffer because of my decision, and that whatever it took, I would make sure that they were okay. And I had a physical drive up my back that to succeed in life. I wanted to give them the lifestyle that, you know, they wouldn't suffer from. And I started a temporary employment service. I had been an employment specialist for many years, teaching people how to find out what they were good at and how to write resumes and how to, you know, find a job. And so I started a temporary employment service from scratch. Had no idea what I was doing. I just knew that our community didn't have one, that I knew all the employers in town, and that there was a need there. And it was blessed. I worked hard, and it turned into a multi-million-dollar company. And during that period in my life, I was raising three children. I was serving on 12 boards of directors simultaneously. I was chairing every community service drive known to man. No matter what I die of, Daphne, I have already raised money for the cure, I promise you. I had a weekly radio show. I had a weekly TV show. I was working in the PTA. I was working in the church. I was working in the chamber. And my family got what was left over, unfortunately. I was a good mom. I loved them. I was trying to take care of their material needs, but I lost precious, precious moments in the process of trying to be successful. And that is where my speaking started, because I started getting a lot of awards on the local level and the state level, and people would say, how are you doing this? How are you raising a family as a single mom and working in the community and growing a successful business? And I started just sharing with them the things that I had built my business success on. And at that point, I was quoting a lot of other people. I would, you know, quote my favorite speakers and my favorite business gurus, and I would say, you know, Brian Tracy says, and you know, Og Mandino says. And then when I started sharing my lessons and my truth, that is when the power came. And the speaking took a life of its own. I know that that's what I was called to do. And I have never been part of a professional speakers bureau. All of my growth of my business has been through word of mouth, and which I believe in from the bottom of my heart. I think when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, other people become your support structures. And that business has grown to take me into an incredibly successful career as a motivational speaker. I work nationally and internationally in that. At the height of my career, I was traveling 22 days a month. And I do not recommend that to anyone, but to be successful in speaking, you have to be on the road. And I was paying a heavy price tag and living in hotels and in planes. And then God came into my life again through some really tough deals. You know, he kept convicting me that I needed to slow down and look at what his purpose was. And I just kept saying, bless what I'm doing. And so I went through some serious crises in my life where he got my attention and changed it. And I'd be happy to tell you about that, but I think you got some people in the play, and I don't want to take away
yeah,
that time.
No, that I'm not seeing them. There's some, Erlene is trying to call in from Canada. Apparently, the system she's using is not allowing her to call in. And I see persistent pays off because Marben is now in the chat. So I don't know, Erlene, how to tell you to use Google something. I've only used Skype, so I'm not seeing you at all in my studio. You are not coming through, so it's probably blocking you. So if you can call directly, I promise you we won't keep you long on there. We let it be worth your while, because for you to be trying to call in from Trinidad, I know it's something pressing on your heart. So I don't know how to do it. Maybe I don't know if Michael K knows how to tell you to use that. So so that's
should I
that.
Keep talking, or do we have somebody waiting?
No one is waiting. I will.
All
I will,
right. Well, then I'm going to keep going on it.
Yes,
so,
I will interject when there is someone.
Okay. Well, and so, you know, I'm traveling. I'm very successful in this business. I'm pushing. I want to be one of the most, you know, I want to be big in the industry. I want to be, you know, a very famous motivational speaker, and I'm willing to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm exhausted, and I'm losing my joy in the process, and my children are growing up around me, and I'm missing precious, precious moments. So I brought my father and mother. My father had been a Greyhound bus driver, and at 55 years old, my father took early retirement.
Wow.
And it wasn't his choice. Greyhound was getting ready to go on strike, and my father waited till the last moment that he could draw his money before he wouldn't have that chance.
Yes.
When he took his uniform off, my father looked in the mirror and saw an uneducated, unemployed, unnecessary man in his mind. And
wow.
He had a massive heart attack within months.
My God.
They tell me that that's not uncommon, Daphne, that when you're not happy in your life, the
yes.
body always weeps the tears that your eyes refuse to shed.
Yes.
And my dad had a massive heart attack, and it was just such a hard time, and he totally changed. My dad was this loving, kind man, very, very proud, and after the heart attack, he became a bitter, intolerant, angry, impatient person
because
he felt like life had betrayed him. He said, I waited
yes.
all my life for the golden years, and they don't exist. And he became very angry with life.
Mm-hmm.
He then had two other heart attacks before he died.
Mm.
But he did start to reclaim his joy. But
and
that was my aha.
That's why it is so important that we don't wait for the future to claim the golden years
Absolutely.
Or days. Every
Absolutely.
Day is
and
a
you know,
golden
my dad,
year.
It was amazing because I watched my dad. I came home and looked in the mirror, and I saw my body and my dad's face. And I said, Donna Rae, you are doing the very same thing. Because I had made my career who I was. And there is a saying that says, if what you do is who you are, then when you don't, you ain't.
That's right. Repeat that again.
Isn't that powerful? If what you do is who you are, then when you don't, you ain't. And, you know, in our culture, we say, what is your name? And the second thing we ask is what?
What
do you
do?
Like, that's going to tell us something magic about who you
that's
are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you've got to know who you are without defining yourself by your job title.
Exactly.
You have to
know who
you are outside of that, because that title can be gone, and then you don't know who you are.
Exactly,
and,
because your career is really not who you are. It's just a vocation.
Absolutely.
You can't
let it define you.
Yes, you got to know who you are.
Absolutely.
And whose you are. And
Absolutely.
When you have clarity on that, then the wires are not crossed. There's not going to be any short circuit.
And from that, I designed probably my most popular talk that I do across the country, and it is called Life's Balance Wheel. And it talks about balancing the career, the social, the physical, financial, spiritual, and emotional. And that talk is what has taken me to a whole other level of success, because it
Wonderful.
Is beyond any job title or
That's
type
right.
of industry. Everybody Wonderful. Struggles with learning that balance.
That's
and so
right.
if I could, what I'd tell you is that in the same way, real short, that I've told you about the career spoke, give it the best you've got. If you're going to
mm-hmm.
take a job, be the best you can be in it. But don't ever let that job define you. The
mm-hmm.
second spoke is the social spoke, and that's your family and friends if you got any left. But the truth is that so many women come up to me after my talks and go, oh, Donna, I've been a good mom. I baked real cookies. I went to PTA. I've cooked. I've sewed. I've cleaned. I've been a good wife. All I've ever done my whole life is love my family. And now my kids have grown up and moved out, or my husband has left me, or he died. I don't know. I can't find him. I don't know where he is. And I don't have a clue who I am, because my whole life was built around being a good wife and mother. And what I say is, great reasons, wrong balance.
Exactly.
Because in the same way, if you let your job become who you are, if you let your relationship with any other human being define you, what are you going to do when they're gone?
Mm-hmm. And women are known across the globe to do that. And I tell people, unless you are giving from your overflow, you are in no position to be helping anybody else. But as women,
Absolutely.
Majority of the times, we keep giving from our full cup. And this
Absolutely.
Is why we become burnt out, stressed,
well,
and
we
depressed.
Are also fixers. We take, that's how we love. We see people around us and we want to fix it. And in reality, oftentimes we cripple them because we take away their accountability for their own actions. And I speak from experience of having lived so much of my life doing that, trying to make sure everybody else was okay, and in the process losing my authentic self in the process.
And I tell people, it is not selfish to make sure you have an overflowing cup.
No.
You got
you know, when
to...
you get on an airplane, when they talk about, one of the first things they tell you, the flight attendant says, is if we experience turbulence, the oxygen mask will fall. Mothers, put the mask on yourself
first. That's
not
right.
on your child, so that you then can take care of the
your
people
office.
Who are going to depend on you.
Exactly, and we all need to practice that scenario in all of our lives. We keep giving too many women, many women, they won't even get a manicure or a pedicure because
Absolutely.
Their husband need a tie, the children need socks and all of that. I say your hands need to look good too, so they can appreciate
yeah.
what you're doing.
And it doesn't have to cost money. It
That's
is
right.
thinking that you're valuable enough. It is learning to say to yourself, I am worthy.
I'm
am
deserving.
Okay, just like
That's
I
right.
am. I am worthy. And that doesn't mean I have to spend unnecessary money on myself. But I deserve to be positioned in a place that I can breathe and refill myself. You know, I use the example of a sponge. If I go to the store and I buy a sponge and I bring it home and I dip it in a pail of colored water and I pull it up, that sponge is just going to overflow with what I just filled it with. But if I keep using that sponge for a while, it's going to begin to grow empty, even though
That's
I'm doing
right.
what I brought it home for. I
That's
must
right.
take that sponge back to the well and refill it. And
That's
you don't
right.
eat one time and stay full. You don't bathe one time and stay clean. And you don't mm-hmm. refill your soul one time. Read a book one time and think it's going to last you forever.
Well, that's right. Just stick a pin right there, Donna. Get a sip of water because we are on the roll. I just
okay.
want to tell the people who are listening on the archive and listening live and everything, I want you to pencil in March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th because we will be hosting the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. And I tell you, the invitation list looks good. I'm waiting on two key people to confirm. And then you're going to be just so excited about the lineup that we have for you. The Vision Weekend Conference is something that God had put on my heart some time back. We had it last year, so this is it. We didn't have it this year. We're having it next year, and we just know that God is going to provide for us so that we'll be able not to take a break again, but to do it every year. And it's March 22nd through the 25th. So I want you to pencil that in. We want to have vendors. But what we are doing right now, we are requesting list of people who are interested in being vendors. Send that in. You can do it by email to me. You can do it on my Facebook page. And we will send you the information of what it takes to be a vendor when you're ready to when we are ready for the conference. So we are looking for your support in that. So tell everybody and start put your money. You don't want to miss it out in New York City.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. And I'm going to encourage Earlene. I don't know what is happening, whether you can try and call in, but I keep looking. And when I see you there, I'll get you on quickly to speak. Maybe that system you're using is blocking you from calling into blog. And I know what you're saying, what you want to say is so good, but we can't get you calling. So, again, what a ride this morning. I am just having so much fun. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. Oh, thank you, Michael. Oh, darling, you are the best. I got to make you a delicious, delicious Jamaican dish. I'm telling you. He got all my links up in there. I tell you, we have to clone Michael so I have a Michael for myself.
Absolutely. I'm thinking he would be in high demand here. And
I'm telling you, robbing him
with food, Dr. Daphne.
I'm telling you, I hope nobody tells Victoria what I'm planning to do, that I'm planning to clone Michael. But, oh, he's such a good, sweet soul. So, Earlene, my darling, try and call in, and we'll see what happens. I'm watching the board for you. I'm watching the board for you. So, of course, if you're just joining us, my honored, distinguished guest is Miss Donna Tyson. And what a story. What a story. And if Donna can be around to share this with us, we got no excuses. Get up and let it happen for you. So, back to you, Donna. So, you got an aha moment when your daddy just
absolutely
gave up in life, and you realize, girl, you are not going down that road.
I realized I lost my balance.
Yes.
And through that lesson, God gave me my most powerful seminar. And I've shared with you the career spoke. And mm-hmm. I want to go back to the social spoke, because I think, you know, even Michael alluded to that, you know, he had to let people go from his life that he realized were pulling him down. You know, I've told my teenage son this, and I think it's true of any age. You show me the five people that you consciously choose to associate with, and I'll show you who you're in the process of becoming. Now, there's great truth in that, because we nod our head and we accommodate whoever we surround ourselves with. And, you know, if you want to change your life, you surround yourself with people that have the heart and the values and the ethics of the kind of person you want to become.
That's right.
And so that was powerful for me. I started to consciously pay attention to what I was listening to what I was reading, to who I surrounded myself with. I started to take care of myself physically, which was really important, because you can have a great job, you can have a wonderful family, and if your health goes, you don't get to enjoy any of it.
That's right.
So you have to take care of the temple of God.
Exactly. And adults refuse to understand that teenagers aren't the only ones that go through peer pressure. We go through peer pressure as adults too. And the peer pressure we get are from those around us who aren't about anything, and they tend to pull you down. So just as how we tell our kids to be cautious of their selection of associations, we as adults need to do the same thing too, because
absolutely,
our company can catch us from the blind side and tear us down. So thank you for sharing.
Well, I love what you said yesterday on this show about pigs and your china. Tell me that again, because I love that.
I said, you know, there are so many people who really do not know my story because they are not ready for it and they cannot appreciate and embrace it. And if I choose to tell them my story, it is like feeding pigs on my china and from my crystal. And I refuse to do that because that's how precious my personal story and experience is for me. So not that I'm ashamed to tell it, but I can only tell it to you if you will utilize it for your better good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then I had to start working on my finances. And do you know, we're both right brain creative people, Dr. Daphne.
Yeah.
Money is not what drives us. It isn't where we place our value on who we are. So it can oftentimes be our weakest spoke. Because it isn't, it's details, and we're into looking at what the big picture is, and the details are there. And, you know, but there's a great small book out there that I would challenge anyone struggling with finances to get this book. And it is called The Richest Man in Babylon.
Oh, yes.
I love it. I just love it. And the author says, unto he and to whom much is given, much is required. And he teaches us the laws of abundance, that it isn't how much you have coming, it is what you do with whatever is coming into your life. And he says, take 10% of every dollar and invest in yourself and put it in savings, and take 10% and give it out to the world to make a difference, and learn to live on 80%. And girl, if we had done that all our life, we would be billionaires right now.
That's right. Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But we don't invest into that savings pot, and you have to do that.
We got to. And we have to get people who will hold us accountable to do that.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
because
here's the key. You can start today. It
that's
doesn't
right.
matter if you've messed up your whole life financially. This day, you start
that's
anew.
Right now.
And
that's
you
right.
And you let God convict you with this. Don't go to God and say, God, send me a miracle and send me $1 million and let me win the lottery. Because here's your answer. My child, if you haven't honored what I've already given you,
right.
how can you ask for more?
Amen.
Begin to honor
that's right.
what I've given you,
that's
and
right.
then I'll open up the floodgate.
That's right. That's it. That's right. That's it right there. That's right. And I mean, if we had ended the show on this note, people would have gotten good investment. Good investment. And that is so wonderful, Donna. I thank you. Are there any other sections of the balance wheel?
There are two more spokes.
Would
the
you
fifth
please?
Spoke is the spiritual spoke. And I will tell you, Daphne, I have spent my life in a secular world, opening up conferences and speaking, you know, in business settings as a leadership and management expert. And I always added the spiritual spoke and spoke this in those settings. I would say at some point in your life, you're going to come to a crossroads where you must make a decision of what you believe. And what you think you are, why you think you're on this earth, what you believe about God, what you believe about life and death and heaven and hell and not what you are told you ought to believe or the church has groomed you to believe, but what do you really believe? And then you have to look yourself in the eye and say, if I tell you I believe that, then why am I not living it?
That's
you
right.
You must live your truth.
Exactly.
You must live your truth. And so what I say now is I did that so that I would have the opportunity to go into a conference hall with people who might never step into a church and be able to bring that aha. But I'd say now I want you to know that I was wrong, because I cannot tell you the spiritual spoke is one spoke. It is the core of the wheel.
That's
what
right.
you believe is your filter about how you view everything else in life.
Mm-hmm.
It is the
mm-hmm.
most important part. It is the
mm-hmm.
core.
Mm-hmm. Like Michael said, you know, we got to walk our own understanding, and it is so true because too many people are spending precious time and energy seeking to walk other people's truth. And
absolutely.
You can't do that. You got to walk in yours, because that's what people connect to. Yes,
absolutely.
It's good to have the
and
accolade.
It's your truth. So
it
no one can
truth.
Tell you that your truth isn't there. And God
right.
reveals layers of truth to us as we can own it and apply it. You know, knowledge without action is worthless. I don't
that's
care
right.
if you can quote me the entire Bible. If you're not applying it, big whoop.
That's right. Hey, you know, Dr. Kingsley Fletcher, who is a minister down in South Carolina, Dr. Fletcher said, there are some people you talk to, they have every edition of the Bible you can think about. But are they reading it? No. So they have this great collection of Bibles, all different languages. Open it, read it, and implement what it tells you. And then you won't have to be running around and chasing everything else that is happening around.
And I want to go one step further with that. I mm-hmm. really want to go one step further. Beyond reading it, yes, if you're not reading it every day, then I challenge you to do that. Because all the truths that are in all the leading management books are found in that Holy Bible. They are there.
Exactly.
It is
God's that's right.
blueprint. But beyond that, we must commit that to our memory and to our hearts. You know, I did a radio show with a gentleman who was a POW, and he talked about his experience of being held captive. And I said, I don't know if I could survive. I just don't know how you get the strength every day to keep going if there's no hope of being released and you're being tortured every day and devalued and treated in that way. And he said, you know, what they held on to was that they didn't have books and they didn't have the Bible and they didn't have music to lift them up. They had only what they had committed to memory. And he said they put together their knowledge of literature and Bible and inspirational thoughts, and that is what they quoted to each other. And I thought, I'd be dead. I know where to turn to it in the Bible, but I didn't
wow.
know it by heart. So I
wow.
have spent years of my life now committing my favorite verses and poems and literature to heart, so that if I am ever in a position where I have something I want to share, I don't have to run and get the book to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is, and I can quote it from my heart.
And that's a gift in itself, to be able. I have another friend, she's 76, and she is so talented in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'd be able to pull it and word for word, and she knows it. And there are lots of people who are talented in that way. But you keep doing it a little at a time. But I want
Absolutely.
To piggyback. I want to piggyback on what you said about the. Oh, I think I have a call here. Whoops! Give me a minute. I wanted to piggyback. I wonder if it's early, and I got caught up in the chat room reading. Oh, good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 6059. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello.
Yes, this is Jazzy from Atlanta.
Hi, Jazzy from Atlanta. welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, what would you like to say?
I'm just not getting on, so I'm just listening.
Okay, well, we thank you. I want you to sign up and be a friend of the show so you can be kept informed as to who we are having on and what we'll be talking about. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Yes, I didn't want that to be Earlene, and I didn't get her, so I keep watching because I want to hear what she's saying.
I think she said on chat that she was going to have to leave to go do a show, to a conference. So I'm not even sure if she's still with us, but I hope so.
Okay. All right. Yes. So we were, I forgot the thought. There was something you said, about reading the Bible. Yes, it is so important because, as you say, a lot of the principles that's in a lot of the writings of famous authors came from the Bible. And
people
read it, and then you say to them, but that's in the Bible. They say, it is? So, you need to read it, read it.
Oh, gosh. Well, I really believe in that. And this is what I'll tell you. It's an investment in yourself and in your life. And if you tell me you don't have 15 minutes that you can take and read daily, then I'm going to tell you, you've lost your value for who you are.
That's right.
It is food for your soul. So you must do that.
Mm-hmm. But you know something, Donna? I think of a lot of people has gotten too dependent, if you may, on the fact that only my spiritual leader or advisor has the correct link to God. And, I got to go to them to pray for me. Or I got to go to them to do this for me. Yes, you can go to them to come in agreement with you on that. But you don't need them to go do it for you. Because you have the same access to God as they have. So you need to take advantage of what it is that you need to be responsible for in your life.
I agree. Absolutely.
As a spiritual speaker, are there some challenges that you encounter out there as you travel the globe?
Absolutely. I don't travel as advertised as a spiritual speaker. I travel as a motivational speaker, and my talks always incorporate in my truth. And because that is what I believe, then you are going to hear that throughout the talk. Mm-hmm. But it's not, I'm not on the circuit solely doing churches or, women's groups at all. God has positioned me in a secular world to be able to inspire hearts. And my biggest challenge is finding people who have lost their joy, who have lost their passion in life, and who are just existing, but they're not live. And so that is my goal, is to use words as a stepladder out of the pit to inspire their souls. And the word inspire means breathe into. Mm-hmm. And to breathe into them words of encouragement. And so if someone is listening and you're in that position where you may have lost, your ability to be happy. I love the poem of the woman in the glass. And this is the poem I start all my seminars with. It has nothing to do with sex, your gender, but it has to do with your spirit. And it says, when you get what you want and you struggle for gain and the world makes you queen for a day, just go to the mirror and look in the glass and see what that woman has to say. It isn't the father or mother or husband upon whose judgment you must pass. The one whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back in the glass. Woo! He's the one you must satisfy above all the rest. For she's the one that you're going to go to. And And, you know, when you hear that, it puts the responsibility back on you.
To thine own self. To thine own self be true.
Absolutely.
And this is what we are talking about, being authentic. Being authentic. We are so unique. We are authentic. And if we keep to that truth, we will not be tripping on
Absolutely.
This race of life. Because I'm in my lane. You are in your lane. Each of the people in the chat room, they are in their lane. We don't need to compete because we all have our own truths.
And what are we competing for? We are both learning lessons and sharing
right.
what we've learned.
That's
if
right.
I can in any way lift you up, then my air becomes sweeter. It
that's
is,
right.
You know, that's, the Holy Spirit breathes new life into me.
Every day.
Yeah,
Every
and I want to give another book here because I just, my heart tells me somebody's listening that really needs more than the next 20 minutes that we've got to share.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite books out there, okay? These are two books that I'm going to tell you to go get if you've lost your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, it is a book called Man's Search for Meaning. It is by Viktor Frankl. Frankl. And Mr. Frankl was a Holocaust survivor. And he shares the story of his Holocaust experience. But this is what I love in this book. He talks about how he woke up one morning and his world totally changed. His life as he had planned it was gone. You know, people marched into his village and they took away his family and his home, and all his material possessions, his ability to go to work, his ability to practice his religion. They took away every freedom he knew and everything that defined him. And they tortured him and humiliated him and isolated him for years. And when he was rescued, and the reporter spoke with Mr. Frankl and said, Mr. Frankl, how's it feel to be free? He told them how good life was. And they said, how can you talk about how good life is when you have just experienced the vilest that man has to offer? And he said, let me tell you what I've learned. My greatest freedom is my freedom to choose my attitude. They can take everything I have, but they cannot have my spirit unless I give it to them. And
That's
I refuse. They cannot have my spirit unless I give it to them, and I refuse. And so many of us have handed our spirit over to the world and given up. They cannot take it. You have to relinquish it. And
That's
we
right.
must reclaim that.
Mm.
It just must.
That's good. What's the second book?
The second book I would tell you to get is if you have never been a person who has read inspirational books from motivational books, get the writings of Og Mandino. He is fabulous. His books can be read in an hour. They are written at the simplest level, at any educational level, any sex, any gender, any nationality will understand them. And he has a book called The Greatest Miracle in the World that will remind you that you are made on purpose. And I just really encourage you to get that, The Greatest Miracle in the World, and it is by Og Mandino. And it is powerful, powerful, powerful.
Wow, this, oh my heavens.
In the world.
The time go? Where did the time go? I'm telling you, this is good, this is good. Oh, we are winding down. This is your last opportunity to get the phone lines. Get the calls coming in, 646-915-8166. Oh, Donna, this is so good, girl. I'm going to have to have the sister back. I definitely have to have you back here. You are something else, girlfriend. You are good.
Yeah, we are good together.
Oh,
we have the same mission.
Thank you.
Okay.
God is so good. I can't wait to see what he has all lined up for us. I'm ready.
I love
am
it.
Ready. What can we look for from you within the next 5 years?
From me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have the children's book, and I'm traveling across the country doing self-esteem seminars for middle school students around the Red Bow. And God has just taken that and turned that into a much bigger program than I ever envisioned for myself. I am in the process of finishing up a daily devotion book that my prayer is that I'll be disciplined enough to get it out at the end of the year, that you could turn in every day, get a little piece of what we've talked about today. But the good Lord willing, I'm just going to keep speaking and doing what I love, putting more and more into writing so that for the people that I don't have the ability to meet face-to-face, that they can read it. And then hopefully our radio shows will continue and continue to expand and allow us to continue that ministry there.
Well, I will keep you in prayer for the discipline to be implemented for you to do what it is that you want to do so that you can stay focused and not to spread yourself too thin and to just let the angels minister to you as you take the pen up to write or you sit in front of your keyboard. But we know the work that you are looking to put out is needed, and you will be energized. You will be energized to have it done. So
I value those prayers. I know the prayers are powerful tools, and I value that very, very much. And likewise, I will be holding you up in prayer, Dr. Daphne.
Thank you.
And I'm so honored to have been able to be with you today and to just get to know you as a friend. I do believe there's a reason our paths have crossed, and I feel it to see what God's got in store.
Yes, I am excited about the future because I know today and yesterday is nothing in comparison to what he's getting ready to do. So with that being said, and we have 14 minutes, would you please summarize what you want to leave the listeners with today? There was so much good stuff. But if you would pick out a few points that you want them to bullet and hold on to. Michael did a magnificent job of posting your link and thing in the
Absolutely.
In the chat room. Oh, man, he's the best. Isn't he the best of the best? So, high points.
Well,
narrow down what you want to leave us with, please, Donna.
I do have something on my heart I want to leave them with, that if they didn't hear another word that I've said today, I would ask you to please listen now to this. When my dad died, my mom's heart was broken. She had been married for 47 years. She had a very tough time letting go of that relationship and had immediate losses that followed after that with a mother that died and a brother who committed suicide. And my mom shut down. And I spent a year trying to help my mom, to fix my mom, to bring her back her joy. And I took her on the road with me traveling for a year. And I took her to Nashville, and I took her to Colorado and to California, anywhere that I thought she might get a spark of life again and smile and laugh. And I had a 3-day conference in La Jolla, California, for the CIA. And I took my mom with me. And when my dad died, I started a new ritual in my life of getting up at sunrise every morning. I rise at 5 o'clock every day of my life and watch the sunrise. It is a reminder to me, Miss Type A, that God is in control and that he has given me a whole new day of life and, you know, that he is present. And I wanted my mom to see that sunrise. And she is not a morning person. And so I talked her into getting up with me early, and we went down to the ocean to watch the sunrise. And we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And the sun didn't rise, because the sun doesn't rise over the West Coast Ocean. Now, Daphne, I did not know that. I am a Virginian. I thought if there was an ocean, the sun came up over it. So I felt really foolish.
Wow.
My mom was really mad. She was not happy. And I looked at my mom and said, Mom, I can't fix it. I can't make the sun rise in the west. I can't bring Daddy back. I've tried for a year to find anything that would make you happy. And, Mom, if I gave you a magic Aladdin's lamp and it could give you anything you wanted, Mom, if you can't name it, you can't claim it.
That's
and
right.
And, Mom, you are writing this book of life. And you know what? Dad was our favorite chapter. There'll never be another chapter like Daddy. He was our favorite chapter. But, Mama, you got to turn the page.
Mm.
And, Mom, you have to be willing to be happy in this chapter of your life.
Wow.
And that is a lesson that I would love to have everyone hear. You must be willing to turn the page in your life when circumstances change that you may not have wanted to change. It could be a death. It could be the loss of a job. It could be a health issue. It could be a thousand things. But if you are trying to hold on to the past and live your life in that instead of enjoying the gift of today that God's given you, you will not have your joy. You must turn the page. And you are the only person who can do that. Nobody else can turn your page.
Ooh, Donna,
that's
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that message and that truth because on April 15th, I lost someone who was very close to me, who was so dear to me. We first met when I was 16 and he was 18, and we went our separate ways, married other people. They didn't work out. And just this January, we had gotten back together. And the Lord took him home on April the 15th. And I kept asking God why. Not that I doubted him in any way, but I said, Lord, why did you bring him back in my life and take him out again? I thank you because this tell me whatever the reason was that he had brought him back, that reason was fulfilled, and I'm ready to turn the page. And I'll continue writing.
Turn the page that you will gain that power that you need to rise up to the next level. That's going to be your power, not in changing the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Whew, this is so good. That's the second person come on my show and have me crying, man. But this is good. This is good. This is
good.
No,
I would love to share with you. This is my definition of success that I uses my mantra, and it is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And if your listeners are listening, you can go to my website or you can and get my email address. And if you email me, I will send you a copy of this poem in The Woman in the Glass. But Ralph Waldo Emerson defines success as this. He says, success is to laugh often and love much, to win the respect of intelligent persons and the affection of children, to earn the approbation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to give of oneself, to leave this world a little bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or redeemed social conditions, to have played and laughed with enthusiasm and sung with exultation, to know even one life has breathed easier because you lived. This is to have succeeded. And with
Daphne,
you are a success because you certainly touch lives with your show and with your life every day. And that is just, I want you to know how much we appreciate you and value you and that you are indeed a success.
Thank you. And I want to apologize to Marilyn because she did not, I guess she didn't realize that Clive had passed. And she said that I didn't tell anybody I suffered alone. I apologize for that, Marilyn, because people did know. Michael know I had dedicated an entire show to him. There were 8 men that they were friends for 40 plus years. I had them on one Sunday to talk about relationship and friendship. So, no, I did not suffer alone. A lot of people know the show is still up on there. You can go and listen to it. And I want to thank you, Marilyn, for your love. And no, I would not have suffered alone. I got, a lot of support from a lot of people, emails and everything. And even Michael Kay, he knew about it. So you can go back and look over on the archives, Marilyn, and you'll see that there was a show dedicated to Professor Clive N. Brown. That was my honey. So you can check it out and see what happened. Ah, I'm telling you what. Oh, what a ride today. I thank all of you for joining. I thank Michael Kay for devoting time. I want to thank Stephen for allowing Michael this time to support me on this show. And I know I see what it takes when you have an energetic chat.
We went for an hour and a half and never took a break.
I tell you something. The same thing happens because sometimes I have a local cable TV show, and sometimes my guests, they don't come in and they cancel at the last minute. And I said, okay, set the cameras up because I'm going to do something and I'm going to teach. And then I'll do 3 30-minute segment without a sip of water. And one of my cameramen said to me, he said, I don't know where in God's earth you learn to talk for an hour and a half without taking a sip of water. And I said, it's just the energy that is flowing through me. And I'm just so thankful for today. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank Alex for coming on. All the guests, Erlene, Jazzy 20, Mar Ben, Michael, everybody who came in, the numerous guests who stopped by, I appreciate you all so much. I want to just remind you that you are called for a destiny. And today's show is enough to let you know not to allow anyone or any circumstances to derail you from your calling that you were called for. This is Dynamic Daphne saying how honor and privilege I was that you have decided to spend today with me. I want you to follow your destiny. Love you guys very much. Love you, Marilyn. Love you, Michael. Love you, Donna.
Love you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I don't have all the pieces.
believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you
for showing me, and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny.
My destiny.
I dare you to declare it. You've been called to change.